Welcome back to another installment of Bluish Podcast. So happy you guys are still here. I think this is going to be episode 8. 8 weeks of Bluish. It's pretty crazy. I hope you guys enjoyed our last couple pods with our guests. My goal is to bring on a multitude of guests from many different backgrounds and just in order for us to gain perspective. What Bluish means to me is being able to have multiple truths at once, multiple perspectives, perspectiving at once, if that's a word. We're gonna have different people on here. But honestly, there's some things that I want to talk about that I know is a little bit too much taboo for the naked ear. So I will be starting a Patreon and we will be doing a series on there that will be specifically for people who are like truly, 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 and I mean truly, you gotta be an extreme version of open-minded to be able to even hear or even consider hearing what we're gonna talk about on that side. And we'll also have like stories, like people telling some crazy stories that we just cannot have on the public world wide web. So it'll be a cheap subscription. I'm not going to charge you guys a whole bunch. It's almost Christmas and I just put up my Christmas decor today, which is like super late for me. I usually have it up around Thanksgiving. Baby, I've been so busy the past few weeks just doing all the things. I have so many little side things I have to do and events and parties, just all this stuff. And so I just now put up all my Christmas decor. Hello, here's some of it. My little Merry Christmas with the starburst. My little ivy. It keeps moving. I love a starburst. They call this starburst, sunburst, whatever. Love a starburst. Like, it's just as mid-century as you can get is a starburst. And I obviously love gold. Gold is my favorite accent color. Brown and gold, baby. The ultimate neutrals. It's a little bit of my holiday decor, but my whole house is mostly brown and green. This might be one of the only black things I have in my house, one of the only gray things I have in my house besides like my appliances. So my Christmas tree has brown and green on there. Like, it's just my colors. But my favorite color, it kind of fluctuates. I'm always probably love brown and green, but recently I've really been into this like ruby magenta color. I got this ruby bracelet in Minnesota, and I've just kind of been into that lately. So, you know what? Sometimes I feel like y'all really got to commit to having the same favorite color your whole life. Baby, switch it up. It's okay if you're not vibing with it anymore. I've worn more red this year than I have in my entire life. Like, I'm changing. I'm evolving. I had red nails last week, which I've never done in my life. You know, it's okay if you want to change your favorite color. You know, it's fine. It's fine. A couple years ago, during Lent, which we'll talk about Lent really more in depth when it comes around. So we'll talk about it in March or February. But during Lent one year, I was really struggling with my like self-image and like self-esteem and just like fixating too much on what I look like. So one year for Lent, I gave up mirrors and cameras. And it was a little challenging, but not too bad. So what I did, like, I obviously still need to make sure my hair looked decent. So I got like a poster board and I put it on my mirror. And so I could only see from the very top of my forehead up. So I could at least, you know, swoop my hair, make sure it looked good or whatever. It really, really empowered me to just be more at peace with me. We're all truly made in God's image, and what society deems beautiful or what you've been through in your childhood that showed you what your beauty standard should be. Like, it's all a facade and you are truly just amazing and beautiful as you are. So that really helped me step into a better place of my confidence. It was a really crazy thing. Like, the Lord truly just put on my heart, like, hey, you need to stop looking at mirrors and you need to stop looking in the camera. And you know what? Mirrors are not natural. You get what I'm saying? There's so many things we do today that are just not natural. And I truly feel like we're never meant to be a part of the human experience. We weren't supposed to be looking at ourselves as much as we do. We weren't supposed to be even having a selfie in front of us all the time. Like, when you took pictures back in the day, you didn't see the picture until it got developed. Like, you could, you your mind wasn't even able to fixate on your looks. And so they probably had a better time back in the day because they weren't as into their looks as we are, because we are constantly looking at ourselves through our camera, through our Snapchat, through our whatever. And then, so let's go back even like 200 plus years maybe, or whenever mirrors were invented. I don't know. I probably should have looked that up. Who knows when mirrors are invented? All I know, they ain't been around this entire time. Maybe like the 1600s, 1700s. But the only time in true nature that you saw yourself was in a river, a still water too. It has to be still water, not flowing. So I think that the moral of the story of that is we all look at ourselves too much. And we nitpick so many things about ourselves that we were never supposed to be fixating on. So give yourself a little grace. And when you're looking at yourself, just tell yourself, you know what? I'm not even supposed to be looking at myself like this. I am made beautifully. God got for me what God got for me. In the beauty standards of the world, I'm my own beauty standard. Okay? You do what feels good for you. You do what feels beautiful for you. And if you're struggling a little bit and you're finding that you're being too harsh on yourself, stop looking at the mirrors for a little bit. Stop looking at the camera for a little bit. Fast. There's different types of fast we can do in life, right? A lot of times we correlate fast with food, right? But we can fast from mirrors. We can fast from taking pictures of ourselves. We can fast from scrolling on social media. Whatever you need to do to be at peace within your body, you need to do that, because right now is more important than ever to be attuned and to be aligned with God, higher power, whatever you want to call him. And in order to do that, sometimes you truly have to silence your own inner critic. And so you got to do what you got to do that. And I promise you, it got so easy. After a week, I was like, this really ain't that bad. And then I stopped thinking so much about what I looked like. And I started just enjoying other aspects of life more. Like, your food is not going to taste any different based on how you look. Just experience. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to experience, and we're here to feel in life, good and bad. That's what we're here for. I don't think we would have come to Earth if we were meant to have just this perfect, fully happy experience. You don't always learn from being happy all the time, right? Anyway, I can get into a whole tangent. But yes, fast from the mirrors, fast from the cameras for a little bit. As Lent approaches, which is 40 days before Easter, the time in your life where you give up something or dedicate something to grow closer in your walk with Christ or Yahweh, whatever you want to call it, God, whatever. It's a great, great spiritual thing to do in order to grow closer to God. So, it's my little thing about mirrors. Have my little Grinch mug out. Love the Grinch. I have in here my Tulsi lemon ginger tea. It's very good. Caffeine free. Some of my favorite Christmas movies are The Grinch, the original Grinch. Well, I guess this isn't the original Grinch, but the original Grinch for me, the one with Jim Carrey. Love it. Love Actually. Stellar. 10 out of 10. I love a romance holiday movie. So Love Actually, and the little girl in that movie, biracial, and she sings All I Want for Christmas Is You, biracial times two. So it's a great movie. The Holiday, Swapping Houses, Falling in Love. Stellar. What else is a good one? Oh, The Preacher's Wife. Slept on. Whitney Houston, Denzel Washington. The little boy in there, I cry every time. I can only imagine what it feels like to have a son, and then that song, Who Would Imagine a King, and like singing that to him. Stop. Okay. So those are a few of my favorite Christmas movies. I think you should definitely tap in with all of them. I'm sure you've seen most of them. Maybe you haven't seen The Preacher's Wife. You need to go watch it. You need to go watch it. I was at Panera Bread the other day, and I used to work at Panera Bread in high school. And let me tell you something. If you ain't never worked at a Panera Bread, you may not know what true resilience is. They worked us like hogs at Panera Bread. I was working 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. in high school on Saturday and Sunday. and then working from like 4 to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday. Drive-through times, 20 minutes. People coming to the drive-through, $100 orders. Panera is not fast food, like traditional fast food. Depending on what you get, it takes a little while. They used to have us high schoolers doing the most, and we had to deal with the craziest, most entitled customers. We had a customer that was obviously a little bit racist, or she had some issues going on. If you are Black or Hispanic and you were taking her order, she would say she wanted her bagel toasted as dark as your skin. Yeah. And our manager, when we told, he never said nothing to her. She was a regular. He never did anything. We know what color he was. So we dealt with a lot of Panera, but Panera Bread taught me how to be resilient and adaptable. No other job could have stressed me out the way Panera Bread did. So anything after that, smooth sailing. And I've done so many different jobs. I've lived so many lives. My first job ever was at Claire's. I was piercing ears at 16. That wasn't my first job. That was like after my first like little summer job, that was my first job when I was 16. I pierced this 2-month-old baby girl's ears. That was my first time doing it by myself. And I know that it's a little lopsided. And I just feel so bad. Like, I think about that from time to time and I'd be like, oh my gosh, Lord. I just pray that it evened out. Anyway. Panera Bread, resilience. If you want to learn how to be resilient and adaptable, go work at Panera Bread for a month. Send your kids to work there too. But now, hopefully they don't have that racial issue. That was about 10 years ago. So hopefully, I don't know. That was crazy. That was crazy. I know in our last podcast with Mr. Mike, we got a little explicit. We talked about some very interesting topics, and I just want to explain to you guys that this podcast is truly a safe place to express. I know I talked about the Patreon earlier, but I don't ever want this podcast to be a place where I'm being hush hush because it's uncomfortable for you or it's taboo for you. The way that I feel like we heal a generation and we open our minds to new things is by listening to things that make us uncomfortable. Or listening to things that may be taboo for us, listening to other people's stories, listening to other people's testimonies. And so sometimes it's going to be a little bit uncomfortable for you. And I'm here to tell you, you got to sit through that discomfort because you're probably going to learn something valuable. And even if that's, you know what, I don't want to listen to Bluish anymore, or it's, oh my gosh, he's making sense, or oh my gosh, wow, I never thought of it that way. I want this place, this space, to open everybody's eyes to everything that's around us. And you gotta be willing to listen to people who think differently than you. If you're not willing to listen to people that think differently than you, you're gonna stay in the same box for the rest of your life. And you may not evolve the way that you need to in this lifetime if you're only ever listening to people who think the same way as you. Because all you guys are doing is enabling each other's views that are the same, which is in some cases fine. But sometimes you need that little outsider like being like, you know what, think about it this way, or maybe this is, or maybe that, or, you know, when you listen to this podcast, be more open-minded than you ever have in your entire life. And I bet you you're gonna learn something. You're gonna be like, wow, you know what, I'm glad I'm listening to Bluish. Bluish is changing my life for the better. And you're welcome. Okay? You are welcome. That's what I'm here for. I just came to this realization literally in the past week that my Black grandma, you know, we talked about a couple episodes ago that she had a few miscarriages back in the 50s. I posted some pictures of my grandma on Instagram the other day, and it was very evident that the people who commented on the photos had not listened to the podcast. Because they said, you are the spitting image of your grandma. Like, I see where you get it from. They obviously don't know we're not related by blood. But it made me think. My whole life, I've always been told by people around me that don't know our story, how much I look like my grandma, how much I favor her, our spirit, whatever. Now, this is a moment where you need to be open-minded. don't let the spirit of religion tell you what I'm saying is taboo. What, just listen, okay? If reincarnation is real, or if these strange things happen, I was thinking, like, what if I was one of the babies they miscarried, reincarnated into this avatar? Oh, God. See, y'all go. Listen. The movie Avatar, it's kind of, it is a metaphor for what's kind of happening for us in this earthly life, right? Our souls are inhabiting this body, aka our avatar. So when I say avatar, that's what I mean. It's just our souls are inhabiting this body. The body stays, the soul moves on, right? So I was like, wow, maybe that's why I look so much like my grandma. Maybe part of my soul has part of the soul of the baby she lost. And it would make so much sense. I feel like my grandparents needed me and my mom needed me so much. God has done such a work in me this year on humanizing my family and understanding them a little bit deeper. And me and my family, aka my grandpa, mom, sometimes my dad, we've been getting really vulnerable this year with each other and our experiences in life. And I'm just realizing how much, and not to sound like I got main character syndrome or whatever, like I'm truly being just, this is what I feel. I truly feel like my grandparents needed me. My mom needed me. Their lives were not bleak, but a little bleak, if we're being honest. I feel like I came at the perfect time. My mom was 36. My grandparents probably thought they were never going to have a grandkid. My mom thought she was never going to have kids. So I came and really got the party started, and I think I fulfilled a part of my grandma that always yearned. I don't know how she felt about adopting a baby and never having her own. I feel like maybe the fact that I favored her a little bit, it was like the baby, the other baby that they always wanted that they never got. And so it fulfilled that part of her when I came, and I think it fulfilled my grandpa too a little bit because they retired before I was born. And so they were really just chilling, like bored. And he's still alive. So for 27 years, we've been vibing. He probably would have been really bored. They probably would have been real bored without me. I mean, we did everything together growing up, literally everything. And so, and my mom, obviously, she didn't think she was ever going to have kids. So having me was like, oh my gosh, what a blessing. This is the love of my life. Like, I'm going to give my life for this child. That's literally how my mom has treated me. Whole life, which is a blessing because some parents do not give their kids that type of love. So all that to say, I was thinking we favor each other so much, it would make a little bit of sense. And it also makes sense that I'm such an old soul and I resonate with so much from that time frame. The music, the clothes, the food, the way like kind of life was. Now, not for Black people all the time. It was not a good time all the time. But ideally, in a world where Black people were treated the way divinely that they were supposed to be treated, that time frame, my favorite time frame, if that could have happened, it would just make so much sense. And you know, I asked my grandpa, I'm really into dreams and decoding dreams, and I feel like God speaks to me in dreams sometimes. I think sometimes religion tells you like, oh, you'll hear from God, yada, yada, yada. But like sometimes we don't know what that's going to look like. For some people, it's through dreams. For some people, it's they audibly hear God. I'm not one of those people, I don't think. Sometimes it's through like thoughts. For most people, I think God speaks to you through your thoughts. Like you'll just be driving and something will pop in your head and be like, whoa. Most of the time, like you got to pray about it, but that's how you can discern. Is that So most of the time he does kind of speak through us through just there's a thought in your head. And so I asked my grandpa, I was like, hey, have you had any dreams about grandma since she's passed? He was like, not really. I've had a couple. I said, well, what was going on in them? And he said she was her younger version of herself when they lived in Cleveland at their house. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, what if he's like missing? Like, obviously he misses her, but what if that was just a super happy time in their marriage? And she was just, I don't know. It was so sweet that he said he dreamt about her when they were younger. And it made me realize, like, when you're that age, you probably have crazy dreams because you've lived such a life. You might have dreams from 60 years ago. He had a dream from 60 years ago. So it's just, it's very interesting, very crazy. Every time my grandma has visited me in my dreams since she's passed, most of the time, I say 90% of the time, it's been very unpleasant, very traumatizing, very triggering. And sometimes I wonder if her soul is not at peace. Because she be wild in my dreams sometimes. And it's like them dreams where you have and you, like the rest of your day, you're like, bro. Like something's off. And so I've been trying to like kind of decode that. It's been some traumatizing stuff. Take the spirit of religion away from your brain right now, okay? Be open-minded. Take the spirit of, oh my gosh, this is demonic whoop-de-be off of your mind right now. Just listen. Sometimes I feel like she is trying to speak to me and show, she shows me things that are very intense and sometimes like very harsh because that's how I'm going to get it. I'm a little hard at it sometimes. God has literally had to teach me some hard lessons, like, and they are hard, tough, because sometimes it gotta hurt for me to really get it. I'm trying not to attract those experiences into my life anymore. I'm listening the first time in the name of Jesus. So sometimes I feel like she's shown me such harsh things in my dream so I would get it. So I would get it the first time. And so there was a dream I had a few weeks ago after a conversation with my grandpa about something. And I had a dream about her that night, and I just knew the answer. I just knew. I was like, all right, thank you. Yeah, thank you. So yeah, dreams, decoding, grandma, all that. It's just a lot, man. It is just a lot. The song of the week is not a Christmas song. It probably should have been. But it was on my heart to have this song be the song of the week. It's called Make It Happen by Mariah Carey, none other. And this song is like, if you are going through it or you need a little ump, or you need to be like, you know what? I can be control of this. I got this. Like, I got to make the change. Baby, go listen to that song. And this is the part of the song that y'all really need to resonate with because it's so true. And I'm going to talk about the Polar Express with this a little bit. She says, if you believe in yourself enough and know what you're worth, you're going to make it happen. Life is that simple sometimes, but because our mind is so powerful and our ego sometimes, it's hard for you to even believe that if you can believe, it can happen. Just like in the Polar Express, all these movies are predictive in analogies. They be speaking if you listen. The undertones be speaking. They didn't hear the bell, the seat of Santa, whatever, until they truly believed. That is how life works, too. If you do not believe you are worthy of good things, you are not going to attract it. You can, and it's like sometimes you even tell yourself, yeah, I'm worthy. Like, it's going to come. But your mind subconsciously still does not believe it. And so it doesn't come. You have to truly, delusionally believe things sometimes to see that change and that uptick in your life. And it's just like when you're sick, like for me, and the stuff I've dealt with, with my health in my life, I spoke it over my life. For years, I would say, I'm allergic to everything. And at that stage in my life when I was saying that, I wasn't. But guess what happened to me? It happened to me because your mind is that powerful. Your subconscious mind will pick up things and believe it for you. So you really have to do the work to recalibrate it. If it took years for you to get to that place, it's going to take a little bit of time to get to a better place. So you have to have grace and patience. Like, on your healing journey, you are going to have days where you regress. You feel like you've regressed, or you feel like you're having a low day. No, that is your body recalibrating. Your body is getting back to where you need to be, and you're not always going to have perfect days, but you must still keep believing that you are healing and that you are becoming the best version of yourself. If you let those setbacks let you believe that it's not working, or that life is not working out for you anymore, or you're not healing anymore, or you're not worthy anymore, or you're not good enough anymore, your body and brain is going to believe that. You have to believe, even when it gets tough, even when you have low days, that it's still working out for you. You're still healing. You're still on the up and up. We're having a human experience for a reason, and it is not going to be perfect every single day, but your spirit must remain resilient. Your faith in God must remain. Okay, your fear cannot overtake your faith. God did not put you here to live in fear. And the world pressures everybody every day to move in fear. You have to be above that. Even if it looks delusional, even if it looks crazy, even if your family is like, what is wrong with them? You keep on trekking up the mountain of faith and you stay away from the valley of fear. Okay? Stop me preaching because I don't know where that came from. Hey, we're not waiting in the valleys anymore. God said, you're going to be on the peaks. Okay? You're not meant to stay in the valley. Though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil. God has prepared a place for you at the table of your enemies. Okay? Psalms 23. And Psalms 35, my favorite Bible verse. The weeping may last for a night. Joy comes in the morning. And that has so many different meanings, I feel like. We're in a season where the winter solstice is December 21st, the darkest day of the year, I think. So when that verse says, the weeping may last for a night, though you have dark days, though you have dark moments, though you have these seasons of winter and hibernation, you must know and believe and trust that morning, sun, brighter days, longer days are coming for you because God has promised that to you. You do not have to stay anywhere. You do not have to stay anywhere you're fully unhappy. You don't have to stay anywhere where you feel like you're not aligned. Do not let fear let you stay anywhere. You always, always, always have time to turn your life around. You always have time to be a better you. Every second, every hour, every minute, every day, you have time. Time is the most valuable thing. And even if you feel like you've wasted time, or you mishandled time, or you mishandled this person, or you mishandled this job, or you mishandled this thing, there is a lesson or a blessing in everything. Look for one of the two in it and reframe your mindset about what has happened and why it has happened. And you learn what you need to learn. You accept the blessing and you feel the emotions along the way. You feel the grief. You feel the sorrow. You feel the sadness. But you also feel the joy. That you feel the joy of having a life where you can hear God and you let God move for you. You relinquish control and you give it to him and you surrender. Some of us have a really hard time with surrender. I have had a hard time with surrender before. But the thing about God is he will keep teaching you the lesson. It will get harder and harder until you have to surrender. You'll have no choice. But once you hit rock bottom, you can't go any deeper. It's only up from there. So you guys, you got to keep trekking. You got to keep trekking in the new year. You guys got to keep going. There's so many people that are going through it right now, but there's also so many of you that know that faith saves it all and that God is doing a work in your life no matter what it looks like right now. We do not know what God is doing until we know what he is doing. And that should be enough for you to have faith to push over any hurdle in your life right now. I don't care if it's the worst thing that's ever happened to you, it's the lowest you've ever felt. You got to keep going because this is a part of your testimony. And your testimony is going to help somebody else one day. And that is what we're here for, to be in service to each other and to love each other. The first two commandments, love God, love your neighbors. And that's what we're here to do. That is what we're here to do. Those of you that are struggling with love and you're in a season, you're waiting for your kingdom wife, your divine love, your divine person. You got to keep going. Regardless, because the truth of it is, you're not ready. You're not as ready as you think you are. Like I said, my biggest prayer this year has been for Yahweh to make me into the woman I need to be. And I follow that up with for you, aka God, for myself, for my husband, for my kids, for my legacy. So let God prune you. Are you truly, truly ready for your person? Have you pruned the things away from your life that need pruning in order for you to not fumble your person when they come? Have you dealt with your inner child wounds? Do you know what your triggers are? Do you know how to handle conflict? Because you're going to have conflict with every person. Nobody is ever going to be a perfect match for you. The puzzle pieces will never fit perfectly because you're two different people. However, that is the beauty of a relationship. That is truly, your person should trigger you sometimes. Your person should call you out. Your person should be like, babe, what the hell? And you should be able to take it and be like, you know what? You're right. What the hell? I'm tweaking. Thank you. And you should be able to do that for your person too. You guys should be helping each other reach your individual goals, your individual journeys. There's three of you. There's three of you in a relationship. You, them, and y'all. What are the two of y'all got different stuff going on? And you should always be in support of your person's individual journey. And you guys both come together for your own journey. And it's just a beautiful thing. I could talk about that forever. I feel like marriage, I've said it before, is the ultimate cheat code to life. Okay? And I have some very intense, not intense, my views on relationships and my views on marriage and my views on a lot of things in life, I'm probably going to save for the Patreon. Because y'all not finna try and cancel me. Y'all not finna try and tell me I'm tweaking. Even though I just said your person should tell you you're tweaking sometimes, I don't think I'm tweaking about this one. But maybe. But I don't think so. But maybe. But probably not. All that to say, you keep going. You have faith. You know better's coming for you. And you'll never get this day back again. Ever. So you better act like it. Go eat that meal you want to eat. Go sit in that sauna. Go to the gym. Women, sync your cycles up properly. You over here doing high intensity workouts and your body don't even want you to be doing that right now. You're supposed to be sitting down. We're going to talk about cycles. Actually, let me write that down. Next pod, we're talking about women's hormones and syncing your cycle and living your life based on each week of your cycle. Because women are not men. They do not have the same hormonal output that men have. We literally, our bodies were not meant to do all the things all the time. And that's led to a lot of chaos within women's bodies. And we're going to talk about it. So we're going to do a series for our journals, okay? In the next few weeks as we're getting into the new year. So we're going to reflect on the year. So this week I want you guys to write about, what have I overcome this year? When I look back at my life in January and I look to now, what are some things that I've overcome? How have I become a better me? How have I pivoted? How have I grown? How have I seen something differently? Do I have a new mindset about something? And if your answer to some of these questions are, I'm the same, that might be an issue. We're supposed to evolve. We're supposed to change. We're supposed to get better and better and better. Just reflect on that a little bit. And then we'll have a different one next week about something else about this year. So that's our journal prompt. I love you guys so much. I am praying for you guys endlessly. Every single person that listens to Bluish, I pray that you have the most amazing, joy-filled, peaceful life, that you have perfect health. Perfect wealth and true wealth is having your health. You can't have anything if you don't have health. You can't have the money. You can't have the kids. You can't have the wife. You can't have it all. If your health is in the gutter, it's going to affect every other aspect of your life. So I endlessly pray that over you guys. And I love you guys so much. Nobody has submitted questions on the website for me to answer on the pod. I want to answer some questions. So go to bluish.com, BLEW-ISH.com, and submit a question that I can answer. It could be anything. I'm truly an open book, mostly. So go do that. Share it with somebody. Lots of stuff coming in the new year. I'm really, 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 really excited. I just thank God. I thank God for the concept and the beauty that is Bluish. And thank you for being here with me every week, and I pray you have the most amazing, blessed, joy-filled week of your life. See you next time.